Attorneys for plaintiffs in the new case argued the administration's orders limiting social gatherings to a maximum of 2 households and a maximum of 8 people are too vague, leaving questions about whether the number 8 applies to 1 household or the total group. At a briefing, Bashir dismissed the legal challenge as a distraction that's taking energy away from the fight against COVID.
Nobody is saying that a family of 10 can't continue to live together and to eat together. What we're saying is if one family wants to have another family over, it's only 2 households, 2 groups that live under the same roof and 8 people total in that group. To suggest we were saying you can't have dinner with a large family is ridiculous.
But attorneys say the order was poorly drafted, and they're joining a number of private religious schools that are also challenging the virus-related orders. The plaintiffs in that case argue Bashir's statewide closure of K-12 schools runs counter to constitutional and state protections dealing with religion. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.